Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
All right, welcome to another show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Eddie thinks that Abby is dragging her feet on something that she could really capitalize on, which, by the way, Abby is our phone screener. So she's not on the air a lot. But if you call the show, you'll talk to her. The thing about Abby is she likes to sing. She's been on the show singing. She sang with us, the Raging Idiots.
Yeah.
She then had a song that charted the national anthem. What'd she hit?
71.
Number 71 in the charts.
It's amazing.
We gave her a cake. We were so proud of her. Abby, are you still kind of living off that buzz?
Yeah, that is so awesome.
See? Great, great moment for her singing career. Eddie, what is she not doing?
Guys, she's got to take the next step. The iron is hot, so write an original song. It's your chance now to come up with something good. Bobby will play it on the show. Record labels are listening. This is her big shot, and she's dragging her feet because the more time she waits,
yeah.
I mean, the more people are going to forget about her.
Eddie, have you already written something?
Yes, dude. I gave her a melody. I wrote her something on the guitar, and I said, look, just do your life story. We all follow your life story. You're finally have a boyfriend. Like, this could be your song.
So you need her to write it.
Yeah, I gave her, like, a template. And
why
then,
don't yes. we, why don't you and I, because like Jason Aldean doesn't really write his own songs,
sure.
but he's a singer and he sings a bunch of hits. Why don't you and I write it and she can be Aldean and she can sing the song?
Ooh, I would like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes me nervous. He wants me to write about my relationship and I'm like, it's so new.
Oh, we're going to write about
like,
your relationship. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to write about you.
Of course, it's about you.
It's me and your voice. So give us some time. Aww. How does she record it though? Does she have a recording studio?
I mean, she knows
we'll
people,
figure it
right?
out. We know
she
people.
She knows people.
So we will write you a song, Abby, but you record it, and then we'll put it out and see how it does.
So Abby has no say in it, though, right? Like, if the song's the song, and whatever it is, she's going to record it.
You're correct. She has no say.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
So we're going to write it. Abby, you're going to record it. Deal?
Okay, is it going to be like Raging Idiot style?
No.
Like, where you're Abby, like making fun of me?
Abby.
Would we do that?
Abby, we're going to be serious songwriters and write you something. Our goal is to write you something serious that could actually be a hit.
Correct.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I trust you.
Lunchbox, your thoughts?
Guys, you are doing everything for her. You've got to let her learn on her own. When Jason Aldean was starting, you didn't have songwriters writing songs for him. He had to earn that. She has done nothing. You guys are doing this You got to teach her that she has to work for it. If you do everything for her, what does that teach her? Like, Eddie, if you did your kid's homework, does that teach him anything? No.
No, you're right.
Like, what are you guys doing?
What? I admitted I'm not a songwriter.
But it, okay, then don't do music.
I said I'm a singer.
But there are a lot of people who aren't. Okay, so Jason Aldean's first ever number one song is Why. He didn't write it. Mm-hmm. Written by Rodney Clausen, Vicky McGeehee, and Big and Rich's John Rich.
Look at that.
We're going to be Big and Rich's John Rich.
Yep.
Well, sort of.
Kind of.
Yeah, we're going to write it. Abby, give us some time. We'll write it. We'll record it. We'll debut it here on the show.
Let's go.
Okay. I love this. I'm excited.
Abby okay. Lee Anderson, right? That's her performing name. Pen to paper. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
And get ready.
I go home right now. We just started the show.
Prepare your boyfriend for this song, too.
Well, it may not be about him. We'll see.
Oh, you just said it was
We haven't decided yet.
We haven't decided. We haven't sat in a room, but pen to paper yet.
Okay.
All right. Abby, we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My wife and I got a puppy during the pandemic, and while I don't regret it, now that things are opening up, it's become an issue. The dog was so used to us being at the house all the time. She does not handle being away from us all day now. I told my wife we need to bring her to a trainer or something, but she thinks the answer is to take the dog with us wherever we go. Oof. I'm not okay with that, especially since we just started planning a vacation, and she'll only consider places where we can bring the dog with us. I told her she is being unreasonable, and I refused to take the dog on vacation, and now she's not speaking to me. Am I wrong here? It's not like I'm asking her to leave the dog in the house alone while we're away. My mother has agreed to watch her. Signed, Rick. Well, there are two kinds of families. Families that love their dog and have a healthy relationship and can leave it back, have somebody watch it, can board it. That's one kind. And then there's also the other kind of take it everywhere they go. And that's also not crazily abnormal. No. It happens, and there are places you can go to make that eat, especially if it's one dog.
Yeah, most
especially if
places.
It's a little dog.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a funny email. I'm not going to hate on her because I'm cool with both. But yes, it does seem like it's going to be an issue. I think the issue between you two is deciding which one you are.
Yeah, you got to
and you got to commit.
Okay, commit or every other, like, not that these kinds of things come up all the time, but like one trip or whatever, you do it your way. Next one, you do it her way.
Possibly. I just feel like you kind of have to declare what. And you can be a family that takes your dog everywhere and occasionally not take your dog somewhere.
Right.
You kind of have to declare which family you are.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be that family.
I know, but he's going to lose. She's going to lose.
Yeah.
But what I think will happen is that as the dog gets a little older, it will not have separation anxiety as bad, and mm-hmm. you will be okay with leaving it behind. I think this is something that's only going to happen for a while at the level it is, and it'll scale back, and you'll take the dog sometimes. Sometimes you won't, but the dog will be happier later alone.
And it's good practice for when you have kids.
Take the dog on this vacation.
Panama City.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking of the beach.
Why not?
All right.
I don't know if that's where they're going, but good enough for me. Rick, I advise you, play along. Take the dog. Otherwise, she's going to be worried about the dog the entire time that she can't even enjoy the full vacation.
Mm.
It's a puppy. By the way, for everybody thinking about getting a puppy, they are really hard.
Yeah, and they're then cute. There's supposed to be vacation, and then the puppy's going to be a lot of work.
Yes, but you're going
to... I know.
She's going to worry the whole time.
Kay.
The whole time. Take the dog, and then you'll figure it out as the dog gets older and can do things by himself. Thank you. Sign somebody who has been way too attached to their dogs. But sign, yes, thank you.
Yeah. I keep hearing this and I just keep thinking of, yes, kids. Some parents are like this with their actual children.
Oh, I would believe so.
Yeah, it's like, do we
especially
take
early,
them,
but
you
bet it's a baby, you probably don't even go.
Yeah. Can I leave them or can I not?
She could also say, we're not going on vacation, we're staying with the dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
So count your blessings, buddy. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's back. Let's pick a bit. So we have three bits, and you guys will pick the bit that you want to hear next. Bit number one from Lunchbox. Has anyone seen me on the news?
How old is this bit?
I mean, at this point, probably not.
Long time. From Eddie. Someone's been stealing money from my kids' wallets, and I found the culprit.
This has been a bit too.
And our third and newest Pick a Bit candidate is from Amy. She says, good idea or bad idea, giving this person access to inside your house? So, Amy, you can't vote because you're now in Pick a Bit.
It's my first time being here.
I know. So me, Morgan, and Ray are going to vote. So you have Lunchbox. Hey, I'm on the news. Am I? Eddie, someone's stealing money. And Amy's like, I'm going to give this person access to my house. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? Morgan.
I would like to hear Amy's story because they're always pretty funny. So I want to know what happened.
It's the dog walker.
Why are you spoiling it? It's not. Why are you trying to spoil it?
Because I tried to do it with everybody's bits, so you'll pick mine.
Ray.
Oh, man. There isn't one that really stands out too much, but I guess since it's involved something very fascinating, the news, let's go with Lunchbox.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Yeah!
Are you the last pick, Mons?
Uh-huh. Hey.
You don't have to pick Lunchbox this time.
I know. I'm going to go with Lunchbox.
Amy. Whoa!
On opposite day. Amy gets it today.
Got you.
Just knowing once Amy was in it, it was over.
All right, Pick a Bit. Amy's going to let someone inside of her house. We'll talk about that coming up next. Bring home the bacon with the Sonic Bacon on Bacon Quarter Pound Double Cheeseburger, stacked with 4 slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoke sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time only at Sonic. All right, we're playing Pick a Bit. Amy, you won. You say good idea or bad idea. What's the question?
Yeah, well, so if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can set up this thing where you give delivery drivers access to your garage. So there's a huge issue with porch pirates, and that's because your Amazon packages are being left outside your front door. But if you sign up for this side of things, they can open your garage when you're not there and set them, or even, I guess, when you are there. Either way, they're set safely inside your garage, and then it shuts, and they go on their merry way.
So they have a code.
Yeah, there's some sort of way that you, they have like you register your garage and they have a way to open it.
Do Amazon drivers get background checked?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know.
Because they can deliver their package and do it fine and leak, but then they can always come back when they're not an Amazon driver and do the robbing or the stealing. Mm-hmm. And those Amazon, at least at our house, the Amazon drivers, we don't have the same one all the time. Like, we know our UPS guy at this point. We even sent him a little Christmas present.
Oh, wow.
Because it's the same guy. And he'll text and be like, hey, I've got something you have to sign for. When are you going to be? We have a relationship with that guy. The Amazon driver, sometimes they just drive up in their car.
Yeah, a regular car.
It's like a Honda Accord at 10:30 p.m. that drives up. And I'm like, what's that?
Yeah. I mean, they don't have the code to your garage. Like, you register it somehow to where, but they still have access and they can get inside your house. But they have to be able to scan the package to get in.
Well, how are you feeling? What's your thought?
That's why I'm asking you. I know. Well, what's good your, idea.
If we weren't to talk about this today, would you do it?
My thought is I trust Amazon. Oof. You know, so I think it's an okay idea. Like, I'm leaning towards doing it, but I just was curious what y'all would do.
Eddie?
No. Mm-mm. Get cameras. Like, just leave it in the front of the door, by the door.
Amazon does an Amazon Flex background check. It's a two-step process that searches for criminal activity such as prior theft or violence. It will scour up to 7 years of your personal history. So if you committed a crime 7 years ago, it'll show up.
Yeah. See?
Lunchbox?
No way. Listen, I have no problem with them just leaving it on my porch. Like, I don't have anything important enough, and I've never had anything stolen, so I'm going to take my chance that if a porch pirate gets it, fine, but I'm not showing them the inside of my house.
It's your garage.
But the inside of your garage often leads to
Yeah, it leads
your
right
house.
To your house, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
There's a little door in between.
Morgan, would you do this?
No, I wouldn't.
I don't think I would either.
No.
Wow. I'm the only one that trusts Amazon.
Yeah.
Have you?
But you're blanket trusting nothing.
Yeah, you don't know anybody. It's Amazon, the company, not the driver. You don't know the individual driver.
I trust that Amazon's going to send me my thing when I order it, but I don't.
Okay. So we're all leaning towards a bad idea.
I don't think we're leaning. I think we've all said
yes,
no.
Yes, we've chosen that.
All right. Well, I'll let y'all know what I do and how it goes.
She comes in. She's embarrassed, but she's like, guys, I was robbed. I don't know how it happened. Like, yeah, we think we know. Okay, we vote no.
Okay.
You let us know.
I'm still possibly considering it.
Okay. Bobby Bonchon. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban covered Adele's Easy on Me during a show at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Here's a clip.
But I can't bring myself to swim when I am drowning in this silence. Baby, let me
Prime's 25-year career is being celebrated with an episode of CMT Crossroads featuring Ashley McBride, Carly Pierce, Brandi Clark, and Mickey Guyton. The special airs on April 14th at 8-7 p.m. Central Time. Lee Bryce announced the Label Me Proud tour kicking off in June. Special guests Tyler Farr, Michael Ray, Jackson Dean, and Tim Montana are joining him. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There's a charity group at Riverview High School in Warsaw, Ohio, and they're doing something really cool for foster care kids. They are putting together these kits that these kids can take to their new houses, stuff like toothbrushes, toothpaste, dental floss, and things like that, because these kids, they go to houses with nothing, like really just the clothes on their back. And so it's really cool there. They just did 12, and they want to do more as they go every week.
That's awesome. And it's also something you probably didn't know was needed until you were exposed to it yourself.
Correct.
I mean, generally. Yeah. Same with you guys.
Oh, I went through it. When my kids got to our house, they had literally nothing. I had to go to Target and get toothbrushes, underwear, diapers, things like that.
Well, and you're getting the call last minute.
I mean, they said they were coming in less than an hour.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's great. That's a great story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, the question is, nearly two-thirds of Americans believe they're so good at this, they can compete with professionals. This is called Never Gonna Get It. Let's go. So again, two-thirds of Americans believe they are so good at this, they could compete with professionals. Now we have our caller Lindsay on the phone. Lindsay, we appreciate you calling the show. The question is, nearly two-thirds of Americans believe they're so good at this, they could compete with professionals. Now, how this is going to work is you get to take a stab at it. If you miss it, you get to go to one of the show members.
Okay.
If they miss it, then we flip a coin. You have three chances to win. Scuba Steve, what's up for her to win today?
So we have a Sonic gift card for $50 you could win.
Yep.
Plus, we've got a Luke Combs
T-shirt. Is that Crap from the Back?
Crap from the Back.
Yeah.
And this is a prop from the studio. It is Eddie's Matthew McConaughey green light book that Eddie assigned for you.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Cool. Wow. Yeah.
So you get a $50 Sonic gift card, a Luke Combs T-shirt, and a Matthew McConaughey book signed by Eddie.
Okay. Who just read the book.
Okay. I mean, Sonic card's pretty awesome. Okay. So let me read you the question again. Nearly two-thirds of Americans believe they are so good at this that they could compete with the professionals. Lindsay, what is it?
Singing.
Singing. Okay.
That's good.
Singing. Is it singing? No. Okay. You still got a line, though. Now, you got Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, and Morgan.
Woo!
Never going to get it. I'm going to give you guys about 10 seconds to think about it here. Two-thirds of Americans believe they are just so good at this, that their skills are so good, they could actually compete with the best, with the professionals. It's not singing, but what is it? Amy, how do you feel?
I'm debating between two things.
Right, do you feel pretty strongly, though, about them?
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
I feel really good.
Eddie?
Really
this,
good.
This might be the first one I actually get.
Oh, gosh.
Like, really.
Okay. Morgan?
No, I don't feel good.
Okay,
I have too many options.
Lindsay, which player would you like to represent you?
I'm going with Eddie.
Okay.
Smart.
Eddie has never got it.
Never.
Never.
But you feel like this time could be your time?
This could be the first time ever, Bones.
Okay.
Okay.
Amy, what do you have?
I have driving.
Like race car driving?
Yeah.
But you mean people are such good drivers on the road, they feel like they could be
like
race
I
car
could
drivers.
Do this. Like, okay. Yes, I could do this.
Do you have that, Eddie?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Morgan, you said no chance you had it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's I'm between two, but I do think it's acting. We all watch TV all the time. I feel like it could be acting. We all think we could act.
I mean, Lunchbox does. He pays for classes.
Yeah.
True. See?
Oh.
That's really good.
That's actually really good.
Because we all watch shows and be like, ah, I can do
totally.
That. Yeah. Okay. Lunchbox, what do you have?
Well, I thought about drinking, but then I was like, two-thirds of Americans don't drink. It's cornhole. They watch that on ESPN, and they think
that's hard. Yeah,
they think, "Oh, I'm good at that." Because you see it at tailgates, wherever you're at parties, you throw those bean bags at bars. You're like, "I can do this. I'm so good."
Okay, Eddie, do you have any of those answers?
None of those, Bones. I have the correct answer.
Oh wow!
Which
well,
is?
It's not cornhole.
I knew it wasn't.
It's not acting.
Dang.
Amy, I'm gonna let you sit there for a second.
Okay.
Eddie, I had
don't get excited, Amy. I have it.
What is it,
Bones? It's right here. It's podcasting. What? Everybody wants to start a podcast wow. because they think they're so good at it. Hey, we're the pros. Leave it to us.
That's more than 2/3, I think.
I mean, that's pretty good. 2/3. Let's go, Bones.
Well,
come
that's
on.
Actually not bad, Eddie. I usually hate on Eddie's answers, but a lot of people think they can do a
Thank
podcast.
You. Thank you.
Amy, you're wrong.
It's not driving.
It's not
driving. Okay, can I say my other one? Just for
what?
Fun.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Should you say podcasting?
Eating.
Eating, no.
Professional eating.
And Eddie, yours is podcasting. Now, for the win.
Come on, Bones. Let's go.
Eddie, I think you might have gotten it.
I know. For the first time
hey,
ever.
Hey, I'm
okay, here's what I'm going to do, Lindsay. I'm going to let you not pick Eddie and just pick anything but Eddie.
Oh, my goodness.
So
that means you got it.
Kind of negative.
No.
Eddie feels like he's nailed it. Lunchbox feels like Eddie has nailed it. So you can stay with Eddie. Or you can go, I don't want Eddie. I'll take every other answer but Eddie's.
The field.
Oh, man.
It's up to you.
That means you got it, Eddie.
So
you
that
got
could this, be... Eddie.
So
I'm going to go with Eddie.
Okay.
Oh, my. She's not giving up on Eddie.
Bobby's trying to talk you out of that one. Yeah, Eddie.
Let's go.
Eddie says it's podcasting. Is it podcasting?
Oh, what? Okay.
It's not podcasting. She could have picked anything else and she didn't.
She could have, but she's loyal to Eddie. So what about politics? Mm-hmm. No?
What in the world?
Now I got nothing. I mean, I was 100%.
The answer is cooking. People think they're such good cooks, they could compete with Bobby Flay.
But I can't believe people really think that.
Emeril. Yeah. And Rachel Ray. Mm-hmm.
Bam.
I'm out. I have no more.
The Italian girl.
Guy Ferrari.
he's a guy. All right, here we go. Oh. We're now to coin flip. This is your last chance, Lindsay. It's 50-50.
Pioneer woman.
Do you want heads or tails?
Heads.
Heads. Amy, you got to look at it on the ground. I flipped it onto the ground. She picks heads. It is?
Oh, it's not her day.
No.
Oh. Not her day. It's
not.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay.
Dang, cooking.
Sorry, Lindsay.
Do you want the? I'll give you one more chance. The 100-sided dice.
The 1 in 100?
Oh, boy.
Y'all aren't going to believe this cooking I had in my head the first time.
Lindsay, pick a number 1 through 100.
Did you?
44.
It's 50.
Oh.
So close.
All right, Lindsay.
Dang.
Man,
it happens.
A rough day.
We gave her a lot of chances. Yeah. I even gave her don't pick Eddie. You can have every other
That's
answer.
That's crazy.
Any answer in the world.
Wow. Lindsay, thank you for listening. I'm sorry you didn't win this morning.
That's okay. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. I can't give it to her legally, and I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah. Good call.
Thank you. What are you going to say, Amy?
I just was, Eddie does that. He says every time, I never get it, but I've got it this time.
Because I've never gotten it.
Right. I know.
And that's why we call it Never Gonna Get It. Thank you. Guy bought a ventriloquist doll 4 years ago, and the doll's haunted. The doll's mouth opens and closes, even though it doesn't actually work. It just does it by itself.
What?
Right. So if you use the little thing in the back of it to open and close its mouth, it doesn't work, but the mouth still does it anyway. And so he also says that bad things have happened with Uncle Herb, which is what he's calling the doll.
Oh.
Burn it.
Do you believe that something like this could be haunted, a ventriloquist doll or anything?
I don't think so, but I would burn it just in case if I was him.
You'd burn it. Burn it.
I'd burn it, throw it in a lake. Mm-hmm.
It's from the Mirror. Can something be haunted, Eddie?
No chance. This is some kind of scientific explanation of why that mouth moves. Probably gravity or some magnet nearby or something.
So you don't believe it?
Nope.
Do you believe anything could be haunted?
Like we can.
No, like an item.
No.
No chance. Amy.
No.
No chance.
No. No chance, but burning just in case.
Lunchbox?
Yes, 100%. Houses can be haunted. This thing can be haunted.
I'm going to eliminate you from this thing.
Yeah, because he has
good.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been to a haunted house. It's haunted.
You just said the right thing. I believe that things can have such bad things attached to them that may... I don't know.
Oh.
But you two are big non-believers, so here's what we've done here on the show.
Oh, great.
Amy, Mike and I have gone. Mike, can you please put up what we just paid for?
Yeah, uh-oh.
What y'all paid for?
So we bought something off of eBay that's haunted.
What is it?
I paid for it myself.
Suckers. Suckers are going to have to live with a haunted item in your house.
I'll do it. Who cares?
What is it?
So
I'm not.
This little guy that we bought was a collection, of a collection of dolls.
Okay.
The long story short, the owner of the doll says she swore she always felt strange about him. Sometimes his shoes would be off by themselves after she'd put them on and nobody else could pull them off. And that bad things were happening to her when he was in the house. So,
hey, what kind of bad things?
It's called the crying boy. I have bought the crying boy. I will not bring it in the studio. Hey, Mike, we're not. No in studio. But you two, Amy and Eddie, will compete, and the loser will compete tomorrow. The loser has to take the crying boy home with them for a week and put it in their house.
Oh, my goodness.
No, this makes me think. My daughter, Stashira, has watched this movie with Katie Holmes. It's like The Boy 2 or something. I don't know. Ugh. No, this doll is freaky.
Morgan, are you scared of dolls like this? Do you think it could be haunted?
Yes, okay, I absolutely.
You're cool too.
Okay, but all right.
Good answer.
If I get the doll, I'm burning it.
No, after a week, that's
no,
fine.
Uh-uh.
You just said it didn't matter. Well,
wait, what happens? We get it no matter what.
Well, you or Eddie, we'll play, a game tomorrow.
Oh, the game.
The doll should be in early next week, and you just keep it in your house for
no.
a week.
I can't. I have children.
You can't say no. I have children, too.
He's got double the children
Lots.
You have.
So? Lots of children.
Tomorrow on the show, competition, loser takes it
hey,
all.
Hey, what happened to her, though?
I'm
like,
not going to be able to sleep.
When she said bad stuff started happening.
You guys said nothing's happening. That's why
okay,
you got put up.
Then
no,
never
just
mind.
Back
I
up
take
your,
it back.
No. Don't take it back.
Did she almost get murdered or something?
Bobby got him.
You can't
he
make
set
me
him up.
Have
he
the
set
doll.
Him up.
No. No.
Then don't lose.
Yeah.
I'd say put it in your car, but you almost wrecked that all the time anyway.
It can stay in the car.
Mm-hmm. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll play the game tomorrow.
Cool. And I won't park in my garage, though.
Okay. No, house. Just don't lose the game tomorrow.
What's the game, Bones?
I don't know. We haven't made it up yet. We just wanted to see who would fall for the... Not fall for it. Let's see who didn't believe in it, because it doesn't matter. Then you can take it home.
Doesn't
but
matter.
I said that...
You didn't believe in it. Tomorrow.
And now they both sound terrified.
Yeah, now
they're
both are terrified. Okay, Eddie, then why don't you just take it?
Yeah, just
nah,
take the
ball.
No. If you're a big man...
I did say I would burn it just in case.
You keep saying it's not true. Just take the doll and put it in your house.
Now let's play the game.
No.
It'll be fine.
I think we just decided Eddie's taking the doll.
Negative. Amy, stop it.
Okay, tomorrow we'll decide.
Yes.
It's called... What's it called again? The Crying Boy.
Oh, boy.
All right, tomorrow morning, we'll see who takes home the Crying Boy for a week. All right, thank you, guys. This is a voicemail we got from Peggy.
Hey, Bobby. I live in Charleston, and there are two country stations. And in the morning on the other one, it says, the only live show in Charleston. No bones about it. I wonder why they say that. You guys make me so happy every day. So thanks for what you're doing.
A lot of stations have done that. No bones about it. Like they're referencing me without... They should just go, we're the only show with people in Charleston... And Bobby Bones sucks. Like, you should just say it. They're alluding to it.
Not acknowledge you at all.
Yes. One of the two. Like, go for it. Like, either punch Chris Rock in the face or don't do anything. Don't slap him. So, my point is, just say it. We don't like Bobby Bones. You can listen to our station. But also, Peggy, thank you for listening. Yeah. Like, say it. Right?
Say it or just say nothing at all.
Yeah. I'd rather them say it.
Yeah, me too.
For sure.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a new study found that your coworkers might actually like to hear your thoughts on how bad they are at their job.
All right, everybody sit still.
Yeah,
here we go. Let's go first.
As long as it's constructive criticism, which I think not too long ago, we went around the room and we sort of did just that. Just like this whole little activity. And I was like, oh. And it turns out from this study that people are more receptive to feedback than you think. So go ahead and let your coworkers know how you feel.
People don't like criticism. If you get to choose, you don't choose criticism. But it's not if people like it or not. It's how people deal with it or respond to it. Nobody likes criticism. But some people respond better to direction. That's what I would say. But I never met anybody who's like, I love getting criticized.
Well, but I would like to know feedback so that then I can do a better job.
You are good
at
that.
I'd rather people be happy with me.
You do. You respond well, not to criticism, but to feedback. And it's the same thing, but I just say it different. All right?
So does anybody have anything they want to say about anybody?
Not in this segment. We do not. No, we don't.
Okay, so Southwest Airlines has unveiled a new Wanna Getaway type ticket. It's called Wanna Getaway Plus, which will be a little bit more expensive than the current cheapest ticket, but a big perk will be that you can transfer the flight credits like to anybody. Like you could just say, you can't currently do that. You have to book it for them, which this would have come in handy that time that I bought a ticket off a stranger and I had to go over to his house and book the
and you
ticket.
You went deep in his house by yourself and shut the door
behind
you.
Well, his office was in the back.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, this would have come in handy there. So that's something cool. And just a little tip, check and see if you have travel funds when you're flying because they're hidden. Like if you had to cancel a flight, they're not just readily available next time you book a flight. You have to go digging for them.
In your emails.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish they kept them because I have a lot of Southwest flights that because we're doing a show or weather or for some reason it gets moved And so if I don't go digging for them, they just disappear. They should keep it on their site, like
in
your account.
It should be when you book a flight. Hey, do you want to use your travel funds that are available? And I want to be like, yes, thank you, I would. But no, they're like, oh, FYI, your travel funds are about to expire. And lastly, a Nebraska football coach is being charged with child abuse after giving students free punches to another student. Yeah, he pulled a kid out of line, held him back with his arms, and told the other kids, hey, free hits as you go by, free punches.
Sounds like a newsie from the 20s. Get your punches here.
Extra.
Extra, extra.
That's crazy. This coach, Craig Schmelka Pepper, he's 50 years old. And he
that's how they used to do it back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, what? If he's found guilty, he faces anywhere from no time behind bars to a maximum of 3 years and or a fine of up to $10,000.
I'm sure what he was doing was joking, not a funny joke, and you can't do that. But I don't think he should go to jail if it was like, all right, guys, get your froggies in. I don't know. Maybe suspended from school. I don't know. Jail seems like a little much, huh?
The incident was captured on the school's video cameras.
There we go.
And if he was like holding them, like when you hold somebody when you're like fighting, then he should go to jail. But I can't imagine a coach doing something that dumb, right?
Yeah, he's rough day for him, yeah, probably.
For him, about the kid. Rough day for the kid. He got helped by the coach.
Sorry, the kid too. But clearly, I think like something else might be going in his life that's leading to poor decisions on his part.
Man, I feel bad for that kid.
Yeah.
And I hope the coach was doing it as a joke. And if not, then he should get in some real trouble. All right. Thank you, Amy.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Chocolate brownies and yellow cake. There's no denying that these desserts are unbelievably delicious. But at Sonic, they believe these classic American flavors are actually at their best before they're even baked. And guess what? Now we're going to prove it. Introducing the brownie batter shake and yellow cake batter shake, available only from Sonic. I just had the yellow cake one. It's so good. These two decadent creations are inspired by flavors straight from the mixing bowl. Once you get a taste of that rich chocolatey brownie batter or sweet yellow cake batter mixed with their 100% real ice cream, you'll be scraping your cup in search of every last morsel of ooey-gooey battery goodness. But you can't wait. Brownie batter and yellow cake batter shakes will not last forever. These sweet sensations are only available for a limited time. And you know something? This decadent can only come from Sonic. Stop by your nearest drive-in to get yours. They are so good. Or order online in the Sonic app, which I do all the time. For quick and easy pickup, use the Sonic app. Mobile ordering available only at select locations. Hours may vary. Limited time only.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Dave Wolf is from Michigan. He's a disabled vet from Vietnam, and he likes repairing bikes. So in his spare time, he goes to salvage yards. He finds bikes that are broken down, and he fixes them. Well, he had nothing to do with those bikes. So he got with this charity that works with former inmates and was like, hey, they get out of prison. They need a way to get to work. We can't buy them a car, but guess what? We can give them a bicycle. They can pedal to work, get their life together. And then he teaches them all about how to repair their own bike if it breaks down. And a couple of these people have even gone on to open their own bike shops.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I know nothing about bikes or cars or
anything.
Trucks, shovels,
oh,
radio.
Yeah, I know. All right, good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why was the man banned from the secret cooking society?
Why was the man banned from the secret cooking society?
He kept spilling the beans.
That's pretty funny.
That was the morning corny.
There's something for everyone on Discovery Plus, the streaming home for armchair detectives, nature fans, and anyone who loves 90 Day Fiancé. Stream true crime, documentaries, relationships, and so much more for as low as $4.99. Discovery Plus, start your free trial. Terms apply. Yesterday, we talked about Lunchbox's neighbor. It's not the Christmas lights guy.
Not a different guy.
He has a car that's been broken down sitting in front of your house for over 2 months.
Easily over 2 months, just sitting there. Hadn't moved. I mean, there's dust. I mean, I don't even think the door's been open, just sitting.
And if it wasn't right in front of your house, would you care?
Wouldn't care. Wouldn't care. It's street parking, though. That's the problem. And so with kids, it's hard to park across the street and, oh, look for cars. It's just really a hassle.
Okay.
I get it.
Do you?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
I get it with a broken down car just sitting in front of the house all the time. And there probably isn't a law that says this person gets this spot on the street, right?
Right. There's no oh, this is your spot, this is your spot, right. Nothing like that.
All right, so we decided 2 versus 1. Eddie and I decided Lunchbox should go and confront the guy and record it.
For the record, I did not want this to happen because I don't want anybody
to get
shot.
He didn't get shot.
Yeah,
he's
it's
here.
All good.
I'm good.
He's sitting right there.
We don't know what happened to the neighbor yet.
Huh? Like he's on his way.
I shot the neighbor?
Yeah.
That's well, no, twist. It takes time. It escalates over time.
Okay, here is the first clip of Lunchbox walking over to the neighbor's house.
Hey, how's it going, man? So that your car been down there for well over a month, man.
Yeah,
and
man.
And is there any way we can push it across the street?
Oh, first of all, the 2 months turned into one.
Uh-huh. Okay. The truth is slowly coming out.
Did you hear him stuttering?
Yeah. Hey, will you play that again?
Hey, how's it going, man? So that your car been down there for well over a month, man.
Yeah,
and
man.
And is there any way we can push it across the street?
That's a good plan. We
that
push.
Is a good plan.
I think that's the angle to go. You found a
you
way to not just put it on him.
You yes. did good.
Also, hold on. That's not how I remember it going
you were
down.
Scared.
No. I wasn't scared of Tiny.
And also, he didn't let the guy say hello or anything.
Nothing.
As soon as you open the door, he's like, hey, man. Like, you went right at him.
Here's the thing. You guys always tell me to work on my approach. So I was trying to say it in a calm manner instead of being confrontational. Mm. So maybe that's where the stutter comes in. Like I'm trying to be like, because I want to be like, yo, your car's been, but I'm trying to be like, how do I say this without him getting really mad?
In your head, how did that go?
I was like, dude, get the car out in front of my house. Like you're killing
no,
me
you
here.
Said, is there any way we can push it?
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right, maybe we shouldn't play this audio.
Carry
okay,
on.
Here is how it ends.
If we could just move it there, that'd be...
Would you be willing to help me move it?
Oh, absolutely. And we don't have to... No.
I'm sorry about that,
No. Like I said, it ain't a big deal, and I don't need it done tonight. It's just...
Yeah.
You know, with kids, it's just hard moving... Like, mm-hmm. when I park across the street, it's just hard with right. them trying to run out the road and all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I apologize.
No, hey, like I said...
They actually got stolen from right here
no.
at one point, and so I had to... I was off my job for a period of time, and so I had to pay to get it back, and...
I don't want to inconvenience you.
Will you be around in the evening tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be there, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
And which
I'm the one.
Next house?
Yeah, next house, man.
Okay, I'll come knock on the door.
Yeah, no problem, dude.
He's like the nicest guy ever.
He's like, it's so nice, and oddly, so is Lunchbox.
Yeah, they're like best buddies now.
You got a friend, man.
Hey, man, I always thought you were good looking. I always thought we should hang out.
What are y'all going to do tonight?
Well, he said he's going to come knock on the door, and we're going to move the car.
I think as much as we're giving you crap, and the only reason we're giving you crap is because you present, I'm so macho.
No, I am.
Well, hold on. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm going to kick the door down and I'll make it happen. What you actually did is the right thing in honey, not vinegar.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know
what
that means.
You get more flies to honey than vinegar. You gave him honey. You're sweet. You're a kind guy.
I lured him in.
You went in and he was not threatened by you at all. No. He wasn't threatened in any way by you because you didn't sound tough.
Yeah.
You didn't look tough. So you and him are basically the same. Good for you.
So, yeah, that means tonight he's going to knock on my door and we're going to move that car.
Uh-huh.
Let's do it. Let's move that car.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, it's all good. Oh, yeah. I don't want to convince you.
I'm sorry your car got stolen.
Wow, you mean buy you a new one? I'll buy you a new one.
Oh, here you go. Here's the keys to my car. We're good.
I did feel sympathetic because he did say he got his car stolen. Then he's off his job for a little bit, so he hadn't been able to pay to get it fixed. Okay, I get it. But let's move the car. So I will see you tonight. Nope. Knock on my door and let's move the car.
All right, Big Daddy, you tell him.
Yeah,
right.
I will.
Hey, but you're getting it done and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Nice job. It's a victory for Lunchbox.
Yeah. Yeah.
Proud of you.
Okay, so there's a psychic who was known as the Nostradamus of the Balkans. Her name's Baba Vanga. And so back in the day, she predicted that the 9/11 attacks would happen. Supposedly, she predicted the Russian invasion of Ukraine. They've kind of gone through a lot of the stuff that she said, and they can say, well, it looks like she's about 70% right.
Hmm.
Well, here's the weird thing. Back before she died, she predicted that Vladimir Putin would become Lord of the World.
Oh, whoa. No.
This is way before what's happening now, but she predicted that will be it. That'd be a good job. I'll be honest. If Lord of the World.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Well,
it's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure, yeah.
I feel like I could do that job. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'd be a good Lord of the World.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just sensible enough. No, I don't worry about anybody's opinion.
But also, you're a little more stable and not crazy enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can support that. I mean, if it's between you and Putin.
I'd pick you for sure.
Yeah. Like, we're good.
A little warmer.
Like, does Express Employment have an application that you get in for Lord of the World? Known as the Nostradamus of the Balkans, she predicted in a 1979 interview that Russian President Vladimir Putin would become Lord of the World. She was blinded after being sucked into a tornado as a girl, and believers say the accident gave her a second sight. So when she lost one, she got another.
Wow. Yeah.
And that second sight, you should ask your cousin about this. She's psychic.
Okay, yeah.
Ask her who's going to be Lord of the World first.
I will.
Putin or me?
Well, okay. I mean, I could probably answer that one. Hopefully neither.
Hopefully, though. You don't know. Is the debate over? Can alcohol be good for you in small amounts? Your thoughts?
I mean, I don't think alcohol is technically good for you in any amounts, but if you're going to do it small.
Okay. Sometimes, though, they say to have wine.
I know, but I think the wine people put that out to sell wine. They're like, the one glass of wine a day is good for your heart from the Grape Corporation or whatever.
Can alcohol, even a little bit, be good for you, Eddie?
I say yes.
Because?
The wine, man. It's in the Bible. I mean, come on.
Wait.
The good book says so. It's good for you.
Okay, it was the first miracle.
What, yeah. Wait, what verse is that?
It's good for you.
Can alcohol be good? The answer is no. In an extensive new study at Harvard and MIT, drinking any amount of alcohol is bad for you, specifically your heart and cardiovascular system. This even includes the occasional glass of wine. So you may wonder why other studies have found moderate drinking can be good. It's not so much about the moderate drinking. It's people that can do moderate anything make other good life choices.
Who put this out? The medical people?
Yes.
Medical industry?
No. The medical industry, they're not selling medicine. They're passing along information. So it's why people that drink in moderation make other good healthy habits. And that's why they say if you can do it moderately, you're probably doing other things moderately and living a good life.
That totally makes sense.
I know.
And the more I research about alcohol and try to understand it, like, yeah, at the end of the day, like your brain function too and just what it does to your body. And the older I get, I feel it more. I mean, I go have the one hangovers. Drink and the next day I'm like, oh, this can't be good.
I went to get a new, and indulge me for a second, okay?
Okay.
I went to get a new cell phone. Because I'm getting a whole new number. And I go in and the guy goes, all right, can I see your ID? Because I'm doubling up and have two numbers for a while. And he's like, he says, wow, you're 41? He's like, look a lot younger than that. I was like, yeah. Okay. Now, here's what I credit this few years of looking younger to. No alcohol ever and no sun. Two things that you guys love that I don't do. Sun or alcohol.
I don't love sun. I stay out of the sun.
You guys like outside, go walk in the park.
I love both very much.
Yes. I love the outdoors. That's different. I wear sunscreen and a hat.
I want to be inside with Wi-Fi drinking water.
Mm. You sure he didn't tell you that just to sell you a phone?
Well, I didn't tip him.
Okay.
Yeah. He's already buying a phone.
Yeah, I was there to get the phone.
All right.
But that was the guy, too, I thought was Dave Chappelle.
That's right.
Remember that story in the podcast? Thank you guys for hanging out. Call us, 877-77-BOBBY. That's the phone number.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
All right, this story's awesome. There's a place in Albuquerque called The Shop. I've been there. It's my favorite breakfast I've ever had in my life. Pandemic hit, they struggled to stay open. So this woman who was a customer there said, hey, I want to help them and also want to help other people. So what she did is she went by the shop and said, here's $1,000. So use it for your restaurant. But use it when police officers come in, you buy their food until you run out of money. So the shop, staying in business, making money, and police officers are being fed that come in and just want breakfast or lunch. That's a great story. She does not want her name to be known. She is an anonymous nurse. So shout out whomever you are, anonymous nurse. And that's pretty cool. By the way, I'll say it again. The shop is the greatest breakfast I've ever had. I was doing a show in Albuquerque and went by, made a note. And I still preach about it to this day.
You went without me, I remember.
I've got my favorite breakfast and my favorite dinner. I don't have my favorite lunch of all time. And I've had some good lunches, but I don't have one that I'm just like, I'm going to write that down on my phone. So, but I have my favorite weekend brunch that I had one time.
Oh, man.
Oh, so you have.
I'm working to my next book.
Breakfast.
My favorite meals. Yeah,
it's brunch.
Whole thing. It's the whole thing. Well, weekend is brunch. I'm not a big brunch guy. It feels pretty frou-frou. But when it's what it says on the menu, and you can either get lunch or you get it, right?
I get it.
Yeah, you get it. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, it's time for your big stories of the day.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
Will Smith apologized to Chris Rock. He got on Instagram. He said, hey, I'm sorry about that. Kind of hedged a little bit, too. And it's like, you know, but I needed to. like, I'm sorry, but not fully, one of those situations. But he did apologize yesterday. He said, my behavior at last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I would like to apologize to Chris. I was out of line. I'd like to apologize to the Academy. I am a work in progress. Sincerely, Will. There was more to that, but he did apologize. Now, I do have a friend that talked to Chris Rock, and Chris Rock had no idea about her medical condition.
Okay.
None. No idea.
Yeah.
And the joke was ad-libbed.
Oh.
Wow. All
not
right.
planned. Okay.
So, no idea. That does make a difference.
Huge.
Yeah, so that happened. Eddie thinks it's all staged. Eddie's had a day.
After a day of processing it, I got about four or five reasons why I think it's staged.
Okay. Wow.
Let's hear reason number one.
Reason number one, where was the security when this happened? I don't care who it is.
You don't have to have security with all A-listers. Oh. I'm sure there's securities around the perimeter.
I mean, you can't trust Tom Hanks 100%. If he goes up and hits someone, you're going to tackle the dude.
No.
No, you wouldn't.
Really?
You'd be like, oh, what's Tom doing? Surely he belongs there.
Like the CMAs, which we've been to a bunch of times. There's not security sitting there in case Trace Adkins tackles Blake Shelton. Right? There's not.
That's what I'm saying, though. As soon as that happens, security's going to show up and be like, all right, Mr. Adkins, you've got to go.
I think if it's an A-list star, that doesn't happen.
Okay. No way. All right. Reason one. Reason two, it's Hollywood. These guys are the best at creating this kind of scenario.
That I could believe.
Yeah.
That Will Smith is a great actor. He did win the Academy Award for Best Actor. But Chris Rock, not that good of an actor. Although he didn't have to act as much. But he was visibly flustered because he said, all right, let's give away these documentaries. What he meant to say, let's give away this next award for documentary. So
he was flustered.
That one, yeah, he's flustered.
Yeah.
But you just...
He's an actor. Guys, again, this is Hollywood. That camera angle you mentioned, too,
perfect.
Perfect. It's
perfect.
Almost like they were like, camera three, be ready. He's about to slap.
All right, get the slap cam ready.
Yeah, but there's so many cameras. Like, I just there feel are, like that's easy to
there
get.
There are so many cameras. Yeah. That one, 15% chance.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. And then the slap, if you look at it, it's a little weak because it looks like a professional stunt slap. It's one of those where, like, I'm going to go big, but then I'm going to hit you with my fingers.
But don't you think Will, through his acting and training, he probably maybe utilized some of those skills that he's learned for the slap? Like, it wasn't intentional, but it's like, how often has he slapped something if maybe it wasn't
for work?
I mean,
he's done, what, 20 movies?
That's what I mean.
It was a very deliberate slap, meaning it looked like a perfect slap.
Yeah.
You know, the head coach of Michigan, he slapped another coach.
That's right.
Now, that slap did not look pretty because he didn't practice a slap. I'm giving 20% credit for that one.
I love that
Still,
one,
Still, it's not a probable, but that slap did look a little too cinematic.
But that's what he has training in.
Slapping? When do you take a slapping class?
I'm sure he's done it in some point in his career.
Okay, and the last one, look, when he's walking off after the slap, Will Smith has this weird smirk on his face.
Yeah, like I just slapped somebody.
Ah, man, I'd be like, oh, crap, what did I just do?
It hadn't hit him yet.
I mean, he almost is like, we pulled that one off. That was pretty good.
I don't think it was staged, but I give, according to what you just delivered, I give it a 12% chance.
Yeesh,
that it was
that's
fake.
Not very high.
It's not. I just don't think it was fake. If so, amazing job.
Yeah, fantastic job.
And I would have thought the ratings would have been a lot better. It was the second lowest ever.
Oh.
It probably would have been the lowest ever, which was last year.
Where did the slap land in the...
Very end of the last hour.
Oh, they should have done that at the beginning then. Bad planning.
I honestly didn't know the Oscars were happening until I saw on Twitter that he had
slapped
him.
We had talked about it on the show.
I don't give a crap about award shows. I don't...
Okay.
You know, for the most part, people congratulating themselves on TV. So I did not watch, and then...
I give it about 0% that it's fake.
You can't give it 0.
Okay, 1.
Though.
If you're making me pick 0.5,
I'm not making
1.
You pick. We never make a pick.
Okay, well,
you're doing this on your own.
We were moving on to a different story.
You said I can't pick 0, because, I mean, Jada and Will get the short end of the stick on that one. It's like, hey, we need to create this buzz for
TV. Unless they
get
to come out later and go, it was all fake.
Yeah. Okay.
But if I were Chris Rock, I would say, hey, let's just say it was fake, even if it wasn't.
Mm.
Then everybody wins. They pull one over on everyone.
Yeah, okay.
That would be the move I would do next. Ah, we gotcha. Next up, this is the heart-stopping moment. A base jumper's parachute ripped in midair, leaving him clinging to the side of a cliff for an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
So, not jumping out of an airplane, but jumping off the side of a cliff. It shows him counting down 7, 6, and he jumps, and then he hits the edge of the cliff because there's a tear, and then he just has to hold on.
Whoa. No way.
Which is crazy. In the footage, He glides for just a second, but then he realizes it and then has to grab the edge of a cliff and he has to hold himself there. So that's from Daily Mail. For sure, I would not make it.
I would fall.
Yeah. I wouldn't even notice it was a rip in my thing. I'd be like, this is not the greatest float. But that's what Bear Grylls does on his
cliff jumping?
Instagram. Him and his son do cliff jumping together. And they jump and they float down and they pull the cable.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wild.
Crazy. Let's see. Betty White's home is on the market for $8 million. And so it's in Carmel, California. It was built with her husband more than 40 years ago, $7.95 million. It is a seaside spread where she had hoped to live her final days. But she did pass away in her L.A. home instead. If you were going to buy this house, I don't think anybody buys a house because somebody famous lived there. I think people know about the house because somebody lived there. But I don't think anybody buys it because of that. But if she had died there, would that keep you from buying it?
No. If she died like she, in her peaceful way that she did. If it was a murder, I'm out. But if it's like natural causes, I'm good.
Three people, and this is a serious story, have been killed in Pennsylvania after snowy and foggy conditions caused a massive pileup on Interstate 81. More than 50 vehicles were involved. A large deadly pileup has been reported in East Central Pennsylvania. Snowy conditions Monday morning. The pileup occurred about 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. Snow squalls were reported in the area at the time of the crash. As many now as 60 vehicles were involved. I mean, that has to be people not seeing and then hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Or you see too late, but it's so slick that you can't stop.
Yeah.
Right.
So, our thoughts are with all of them. And then I do have this story just a bit more on the Will Smith and Chris Rock situation. A body language expert says now that he thinks that it was real.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Said Chris Rock's stance showed he clearly wasn't expecting what was about to happen. And I saw a YouTube video where people are like, all right, well, look, Chris Rock's hands are behind his back. Who stands with their hands behind their back when someone is coming at them? No one thought Will Smith was coming up to punch him. He probably thought he was coming up to do a little funny bit. It's Will Smith. He's supposedly the nicest guy, according to what we see on camera. So you don't think, as you're doing a bit at the Oscars, that someone's going to come attack you, especially when they're the friendliest person ever, you know?
Yeah.
So, Eddie, so your percentage goes down.
There's another reason why I'm wrong.
I'm with Amy now. 0%.
Thank you.
All right, that's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
I want to go over and talk to Desiree in Louisiana. Desiree, it's so good to talk to you. Now, we haven't talked to you since last week or the week before?
No, it was last Tuesday.
Okay, remind everyone why you called the show.
So you had been talking about the China plane crash, and I was actually getting on a plane the next day, and it was freaking me out because I don't like to fly. It's one of my least favorite things, and I had this trip that I had earned. And so I called you, and you told me to do it, that you had never not landed, and you're scared every time so you could relate. And I just want to say that I got back yesterday from the Dominican Republic, and we landed.
She awesome. Lived.
Yes.
You would think we would, like, do a big celebration. Like, wow, you made it. No, you made it.
It's right. Normal.
This is expected.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. I'm glad you just sucked it up and went, because I hate it, too. But I told you, as long as you get up there, and it stinks for a few hours, you get to spend so many more hours feeling good because you're in a cool place. But, yeah, I don't like flying. And I'm glad you're back. And we were waiting for this call. We started to worry.
We were.
We had a talk yesterday. Like, we haven't heard from Desiree. Then we started checking for plane crashes.
Yep, yep. So, good.
Could have been tragic.
How was the trip, Desiree?
Our B team, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so pretty. The DR is beautiful. The water is amazing. And I can't recommend it enough.
Now, do you feel better about flying in general? Or are you like me and just going to white knuckle every single time for the rest of your life?
I generally feel okay when my husband and I don't travel together. Like, I'd rather we travel separately, just, you know, for whatever reason, just in case. But I feel better when we travel separate. So I'm usually okay about that.
Oh, gosh.
Like president, vice president.
There's no just
in
case.
That's morbid. I mean, I get the logic behind it so your kids aren't left without parents. But that just seems like you're expecting a crash.
I do.
Every time.
Every time.
No.
When we go up in the air, if we land, I'm like, wow, really escaped death that time. Mm-hmm. Every single time. Thank you, Desiree. Glad your trip was awesome.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question?
I don't know. This is always tricky. Hold on. Ray, turn it down for 1 second. Because sometimes it's very political or something.
Oh, like your stance on something?
Yeah. And I have to give it. Okay, Desiree, go ahead.
Okay, so I have to fly again actually in 3 weeks, okay, and I'm coming to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So my only question is there any chance that you're hosting the Opry the week after Easter?
When's Easter this year?
The 16th, 15th, 16th, 17th, that weekend.
I don't know. I think I'm doing it the 9th, though. I know that doesn't help you, but I know that I think the 9th I'm hosting the Opry. This is a good question. Sometimes it's like, all right, look, the bill that was signed, 4269, I don't know, but odds are no.
We wanted to get tickets, and if you were by chance hosting, I wanted to get them that night.
I'll see. Maybe I'll try to get on the bill that night and do some comedy.
What night would that be?
Okay, look, hold on.
Wow.
No, this is a conversation that nobody cares about except her and I. Desiree, hold on a minute. Ray, will you play the song?
Yeah.
Like, this is...
She's like, what time should I get there?
Yeah. What do you wear?
Yeah.
What's the dress code? They have popcorn?
Where do you eat?
We always talk about what we want to do differently or how to make our lives better or easier. And so I'm here for you right now because it's happening for me with HelloFresh. HelloFresh offers delicious recipes and super convenient doorstep delivery. Take the hassle out of mealtime. You don't have to go to the grocery store. They show you how to cook great things. It's easy. Every single ingredient is in the box. There's calorie smart, carb smart recipe options. There are 50 menu and market items every single week, so it never gets old or boring. You can customize your box. You're going to love HelloFresh. And, you know, if you want to skip a week, you can. Change your delivery date. Cool. Right from the HelloFresh app. I love it because I'm not a good cook. But with this, you would never know it. I'm like Chef Boyard. I don't know if I can say his name. But get started today at HelloFresh.com/Bones16. Use the code Bones16. For 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. The code is BONE16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh.com/BONE16. Again, HelloFresh.com/BONE16. The code is BONE16. All right, here's a voicemail that we got last night. Here you go.
Hi, I was just listening to your post-show, and I just wanted to compliment you and the caller, Leo, who called in and gave his opinion on the whole Will Smith situation and how he called in and gave his opinion. And then you disagreed with him and calmly and rationally gave your explanation as to why you disagreed with what he said. Nowhere in that exchange did anyone call anybody names or get upset or yell at each other because you disagreed. And it was so refreshing to hear people have a difference of opinion and not get upset at each other over it.
Hey, yeah.
Good job, Bones.
Look at me.
Nice.
That doesn't always happen. Some guy said the F word to me yesterday on the air. We had to drop him. That got ugly quick. Even our boss texted him, was like, ooh, glad you dropped that call. I was like, yeah, we almost got another fine by the FCC. But yes, we try to be the change we would like to see, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby here. You like options, right? With the flexible payment options at The General Insurance, you can choose your payment date and choose how you pay. They accept cash, card, and check. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com for a quote today. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply. The Oscars were Sunday in L.A. at the Dolby Theater. And for guests that were there, they got a gift bag that was valued at over $100,000. It was everything from designer popcorn to a voucher for $12,000 worth of liposuction.
Oh, my.
If you take a coupon into a surgeon, I don't feel like they're going to do as good a job. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, you're a coupon guy.
Yeah, but they want to work on the people that are at the Oscars, like the Hollywood-type people. They want them as a client.
Yeah, but everybody there is a Hollywood-type person. Mm. That doesn't mean they're on camera.
Okay.
Or they're an actor. If I were to show up for a surgery with a coupon, I would just expect it not to go well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not as well.
And $12,000 worth, like how much else do you spend beyond that? Like that's
And is it like one of those Bed Bath & Beyonds, a massive one that's like...
It's huge in your mailbox.
It's just 10% off, whatever you get. Lunchbox decided to call and act like he forgot his gift bag behind.
Oh my gosh.
So he called the Dolby Theater, which by the way, don't be confused, Lunchbox did not go to the Oscars. For those listening thinking that Lunchbox went to the Oscars, he did not. This is Lunchbox calling to get his gift bag.
Lost and found.
Yeah, man. I was there last night at a party, and I seem to have left my bag behind, and I was hoping that someone turned it in.
Oh, okay. I'm glad to help. What's the item?
Well, it was a bag, and it had a lot of different things in there. I mean, gold-infused olive oil. There's some popcorn and bath bombs that should be in the bag.
Okay. I don't think we have anything like that.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I was there and I was talking to Helen and I was talking to, you know, Julia and Brad and Leo And I guess I just got kind of distracted. They were talking about going to Nobu, and so I was like, oh, I just jumped in the car, and I just totally forgot my bag.
Look, I have a coat here. I have a purse. It's a red purse, and I actually have shoes. I don't know if they're yours or not. Somebody left some shoes.
No, it's like a bag and has a bunch of gifts in it, and it would have been there.
Right.
Yeah, and I mean, I know I saw Tom Hanks. He was carrying one around, and I have
a bag here, but I don't have any of that stuff in it. It's just a bag.
I mean, could you go back out there and look under the chairs? I mean, I was sitting.
No, I can't leave my station. I don't have that back here. I can't help you anymore. Okay.
All right.
I noticed you went from first names to Tom Hanks' full name. Mm.
Well, yeah, Helen threw me.
Well, he wasn't Helen Mirren.
I get it now.
Yeah.
He wasn't respecting the one names. I was like, oh, maybe he doesn't know who these people are, and I guess I'm on a first-name basis, so maybe I need to throw
you
a heavy hitter.
Mail you the purse.
Yeah, one of those items.
Worst case, you got a free purse, probably a fancy one. That's funny. Tractor Supply knows life out here is better with pets. They carry the name brand food, treats, and toys that you trust, plus offer unbeatable pet services like the ability to talk to a vet 24/7 in the app. Visit Tractor Supply with your pet today. Hey, let's go over and talk to Sarah, who lives in Pittsburgh. Sarah, appreciate you calling the show. What's going on?
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
My six-year-old has been trying to call all morning. She lost her first tooth last night, and she wants to buy your book with her tooth fairy money.
Oh, she shouldn't do that. I'll just send her a book. So it doesn't come out until June 14th. But as soon as I get them, I will take your information. She can keep her tooth fairy money, and I will just send her a free book, and I'll sign it and draw a little picture in it for her, okay?
This was the first thing she said as soon as she got her tooth fairy money. She goes, I need a quality radio guy on the phone.
Oh, the radio guy.
And she goes, Bobby. And I said, Bobby Boneshoe? Yeah, we got to call him. I need to know what his book's called. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. She was so excited to find out what your book is called.
It's called Stanley the Dog and His First Day of School. And so it's a kid's book, and it's all about you don't have to look like everybody else. You don't have to be like everyone else to actually fit in and find your place. And so I'll send it to you. As soon as I get it, I don't even have a fully completed version yet.
Oh, really?
Because they're not done. I mean, it's not out till June. But I will send you one. But how much did the Tooth Fairy give her?
The Tooth Fairy gave her $1, but she has a second loose tooth that's probably coming out by the end of this week. So she's thinking that $2 is going to.
Yeah, I got bad news. I ain't going to cover it.
Yeah. Lose the whole mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, like, I saw an article, the average Tooth Fairy is paying about $5 now.
A tooth?
Yeah. That's rough.
The Tooth Fairy in your neighborhood, Eddie?
Yeah, $5.
A tooth.
Yeah, see?
Yes.
That's the average. So some parents are paying, some tooth fairies are paying more. It's crazy.
Which is crazy.
Amy's going to get us an, okay, well, hey, Sarah.
Sorry.
We're going to have to drop Amy like we did the guy that said the bad word yesterday. Sarah, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to get your information. And as soon as I get that book, I'm going to send it to you and your daughter, okay?
Well, thank you. She wants to read it to her younger siblings, so that's perfect.
Love it. All right, stay on the phone. Ray, if you'll get her information. Mm-hmm. All right, back in a second. How do we feel? Because there is a major celebrity that's being given an honorary doctorate. Some people think that, why are we passing out awards to celebrities? Degrees to celebrities.
Okay.
We will talk about that. I don't feel that way, actually. I'm going to say on record, I do not feel that way. But a major celebrity is being honored with an honorary doctorate. We'll tell you who it is, why, and then we'll get your feelings about it next. Taylor Swift will receive an honorary doctorate from NYU. She will speak at the Yankee Stadium commencement. I know some people are annoyed by this. I think it is wonderful, and I will tell you why. Because you ever heard of clapping out of a class? You guys familiar with that?
No.
What's clapping?
Where you already know enough to have the credit for that class.
Oh.
You can go and, like, basically take a test or prove that. For example, if I were to go to college now for the first time, and they were like, well, you need to take Broadcasting 1.
Got it.
No, I don't. I've already done that in my life, in my career. So I'm going to clap out of this class and take the credit because I can prove to you that. So people are like, why are we giving honorary doctorates to people? However, if there's someone that deserves an honorary doctorate of fine arts, it's Taylor Swift. She's basically clapping. She should be a doctor of fine arts.
Yeah, she's not a medical doctor.
No, there are many doctors.
Right.
So I think it is fantastic. So that will be, yeah, they sell tickets. The tickets are sold out now. May 18th, Taylor Swift will speak at the commencement, and she will be a doctor of fine arts, honoris causa, whatever that means, which is pretty cool. Now, some people think this is garbage. Lunchbox, how do you feel about somebody getting an honorary doctorate?
Look, they didn't do anything. They literally didn't do anything. All these people study hours and hours and pay all this money to go to school to earn their doctorate. And this person, just because they're famous, they get a doctorate for what? They did nothing.
They did. She did do everything in her career, worked very hard to attain the same knowledge that people are attaining to get their
doctorate. So people that drop out of high school, you know what I mean? And they go and work in the real world. Should we just give them an honorary GED because they went out and survived in the real world? No. You have to earn a degree. Take a test, pass the test, then get the degree. Embarrassing.
The funny part of this is Lunchbox doesn't have a degree and he claims he does.
Right. Well,
like,
hey,
the beauty of this is he's 3 hours short.
And guess what? They don't just give me a degree. You know why? Because I haven't earned it.
So that's
she
why
didn't
he's
earn
bitter.
Anything.
But you don't think she... What about when I say clepping out of a class? Like, if you know so much, you don't have to take the class.
Yeah, but you have to take a test, right? You
said some, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
So
what's the test?
I don't know. She may not know everything that you learn in school. There's different things. Just because she's an artist doesn't mean she knows everything they learn at NYU to get a doctorate. If I'm a student that goes and I'm getting my doctorate and I got all those robes and those cords and whatever you call them and sashes, and she shows up and she has the same crap, uh-uh.
What are you going to do?
Not cool.
Also, it's
actually
honorary. It's
no.
Not even a regular doctorate. She doesn't get to do surgery. You don't finish and go, well, I got 3 surgeries now I can do anywhere. It's not that. It's them honoring her for her work, basically.
Right. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure there's a course at NYU, like, based on Taylor Swift. Like, people are taking classes about her and her career and things she's done. So, I mean, I think she'd probably pass that.
It's not a bad idea to make them take a test. Like, right. 100 question
test. It's honorary.
Test.
Exactly.
It's an honorary,
you know what I mean?
Doctorate.
And then, like,
what about a lifetime achievement award when someone gets one of those?
You can give them a lifetime achievement award. Say you can have a lifetime achievement award from NYU, but calling it a doctorate, not cool.
He's so passionate about this.
I think it's great. I think if anyone deserves one, Taylor Swift deserves an
honorary
doctorate.
Because she sells
fine art.
Because she sells records.
She's successful.
She sells songs. Oh, okay. So I'm successful.
You're acting like she's selling out of a trunk of a car. No. She writes songs. She creates music. She's created a brand. She sells massive tours. She's really done everything.
So, I mean, I guess we got to give one to Adele. We got to give one to Carrie Underwood.
And you know what? They
Miranda
could.
Lambert, Blake Shelton.
Maybe.
Keith Urban. They're successful. So give them an honorary doctorate. Everybody gets
Doesn't Garth
you
have one?
One?
I think Garth has one.
Darius has one.
And Darius.
University of South Carolina.
Okay, see, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I think it's great. I'm pro Taylor getting an honorary doctorate. Anyone else have a problem with Taylor getting it?
No, and let me tell you right now, if Lunchbox's college were to call him and say, hey, we're just so thrilled with the success you've had at 20 years in radio, and we would like to offer you an honorary degree, would you take it?
You would turn it down,
would
right?
Would you take it?
You know, I would be like, look, guys, I'm there! Give it to me! But I would also say, hey, students, see, don't really need to work for this crap. Okay. Just go out and they'll give you one.
Well, you have had to work for it. 20 years in a field where, I mean, you put in the work. That's what they're acknowledging.
Yeah, but I would tell all the students, like, you guys wasted so much money going to college and working for this doctorate when you can just go out in the world and they'll give you one.
And that's why the university will not give them one.
Right. Well, I did go to a college once and say that, and they kicked me out.
Right. You don't want to say that.
I went to a university and spoke and said, why are you guys taking this class and spending your money? Study something else here. And I got a letter about 3 days later saying you're not invited back to speak at our university. So, Taylor, love it. Lunchbox, you at all. You're just jealous you're not getting one.
I mean, basically. I would take it, but I just think it's ridiculous. Like,
you would demand a test. He was like, I demand a test.
Because you don't give the local business owner. It's just because we're celebrities that we would get them.
What do you mean we? You have a mouse in your pocket? First of all, you're not a celebrity.
Yeah, right.
We're not
Do people ask me for my autograph?
Really? Who asks for autographs anymore? Just generally.
Do people ask for selfies? I mean, it happens.
Okay.
So I would say celebrity.
Oh, gosh.
I would say moderately known in regional pockets of America.
Parts of America.
Yes. That's about where we tap out. Moderately known in regional areas of America.
So celebrity.
Mm-hmm. If your college said, we will give you an honorary doctorate.
If UTSA called me today.
And they would like for you to speak, would you accept it, yes or no?
Yes.
Then why are you mad at Taylor?
Because she doesn't deserve it. She never even went to college.
But you didn't graduate.
But I went. At least I put set foot in the door and paid some money and went to classes. She didn't do any of that. She literally never went to college.
First of all, I don't think you have to go to college.
Well, my dad's been working his whole life. Guess what? He's learned a lot. How many places are giving him an honorary doctorate? Zero. You know why? Because they don't care about him.
Oh.
Now it's about your dad.
Oh, man.
Dad's making it sad for his dad.
Let's get him
really,
one.
Really, I don't understand. This is like, Bobby, this is how I have conversations with my 11-year-old. Uh-huh. Like, you say things
that are
rational.
Oh, give him an honorary doctorate.
No.
Why not?
And then they just keep talking and saying things that don't, they're not hearing what you're saying.
He just gets louder, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can disagree. And okay. I don't even think we can agree to disagree. We're just going to disagree. But I think it's pretty awesome. And it would be cool if at your graduation, Taylor Swift was speaking.
Absolutely.
Mine was some random judge.
Yeah,
I don't even remember who it was. Yeah. Congratulations, Taylor. That'd be awesome. When you graduate, did you go to graduation last
year? I went to graduation, walked out. My whole family was there. They had my faces on sticks, cheering, going crazy. It was awesome. I even hugged the president of the university when I walked across the stage. Most people just shook their hand. I gave him a big old bear hug.
And then they handed you what?
Just an empty thing.
Tube. It's a tube, but empty. I had the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, both of you guys walked.
But I finished my degree. But a lot of people, they did that because sometimes your 3 hours, they're floating
out. Right, you're
out
supposed
there.
To take it that summer or that fall, yeah. And you want to be part of graduation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was pretty cool. And I took pictures and everything with my cap and gown outside the convocation center, and it was great.
Let me talk to Terry in Texas, because Terry's a college professor.
All right.
Terry, you're on the show. What do you want to say?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, so I just thought I'd chime in. So I'm an educator. I'm actually an adjunct professor. And I was just kind of laughing because I've been listening to the Bobby Bones Show for like over 12 years at this point, and I kind of am thinking that this is the first time that I am siding with Lunchbox or something.
Yes.
I know. I was surprised too. So here's my thoughts. Like, there are we're huge Swifties at our house. We love Taylor Swift. But my thoughts on this are, there are so many prerequisite classes that are required before you can even get to the classes in your major or in your particular field. So though she may ask absolutely be an expert in fine arts and have all the lived experience, etc., beyond what anybody even with a doctorate may have, there are so many classes that she's not having to take that aren't required of her. And as far as the clipping out, the testing out of classes, Lunchbox is absolutely right. You have to test out of them. You have to prove that you have that knowledge base. And so I side with Lunch on this.
It's honorary. It's
honorary.
Not a real doctor.
Hey, you know what? Hey, where's her thesis? All these other kids got to write theses when they get this. Where's hers?
Hey, all of her songs.
How do you know what the other kids are doing?
Put
all
the songs together. Write it real quick.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
I don't know.
Terry, I appreciate your opinion. And
professors are on my side.
You guys have a great day.
You're welcome. I would just call and say as a professor and have an opinion. I'm not even sure. I couldn't fact check her.
I know.
She's probably right.
She sounded intelligent, though.
I'm pro giving it to Taylor. If anyone deserves one, it's Taylor Swift. Lunchbox does not. And we'll end there.
Yeah. Okay. It's fun. Like, why are people trying to take away the fun?
Exactly. Yeah. No one's getting hurt with her getting an honorary doctorate. All right, thank you.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Miami, Florida. There was a park that was getting remodeled, redoing everything. And they're like, oh, we should spend $350,000 on new lighting. That way the park is lit up at night. Only problem is it closes at dark.
Mm-hmm. So you can't really use those really expensive.
That is boneheadish.
For sure. I read it too and couldn't believe that. Surely they have plans, though.
Yeah.
To have it. Oh, I don't know.
To.
And probably meeting after meeting about this.
Well, and I would think maybe you can drive by it and it adds to the night.
Okay.
Ambiance?
I don't know.
But you spent $350,000 on lights that no one gets to use.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Spider-Man No Way Home has hit $800 million, which is a lot, but it's the third highest ever. You can watch it on Amazon or Apple for $20.
Oh.
I haven't seen it yet, but this is apparently the best superhero movie of all time. Not of all time? Is it top three? No. Wow.
It is good, though.
Morgan, did you like this one?
Yeah, it's one of my top three.
What are your top three?
Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
You lost me, so I don't believe.
Oh, wow. No, listen. That's because you haven't seen it.
Okay, you just don't like Captain America.
I just thought
it was lame.
Yeah.
I thought that was a lame one. Yeah. Okay, Spider-Man No Way Home is out. You can rent it on Amazon or Apple Plus, but it is one of the biggest of all time. Where does it rate in yours, movie, Mike? Top 10?
Probably the top 10.
What's number one for you?
Dark Knight.
Oh, does that count?
Yeah.
Because that is really good. Because it's so good, it should probably be in a different category. Yeah, Dark Knight's good. I go Dark Knight.
That's Heath Ledger as the Joker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good.
Iron Man 1.
For sure.
Man, when he comes out and they're, that's good. That's legit. But you can watch Spider-Man No Way Home. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today.